Classic Elton John here at 3BA's Ballarat today. Good morning, 13 past 10. I'm still standing. That's what this man said. Election after election after election after election. His name, Mr. David Vendy, former mayor of the city of Ballarat and our local government watcher. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Brett.
Nice to have you in the studio.
Thank you very much.
We were hoping to have a Vendy double act today. Didn't quite happen.
No, it's going to happen, I'm told. I only do what I'm told.
So, Krista in the studio with you, can we possibly pull it off?
Yes, we can.
And are you going to do like a Kenny and Dolly sort of duet? Is that what we can expect?
With Krista, I'll just do what I'm told.
Mighty fine idea. So we will hold you to that.
No, that'll be fine. Yeah. We will sing something.
Let's see if we can pull it off next month. David, a bit to talk about today, two, I guess, big ticket items, and that is the audit of council spending and their procurement processes. And then, of course, there's the report from Susan Halliday, which is on council's culture. Let's start with that one because you sat up last night reading all 60 pages of it.
60 pages of it on the net, and you should read it. And I want to be a bit sort of positive today, but it's a sort of damning report, of course, and the councillors and the CEO of the time and staff are all sort of involved in accusing people of various things. The 60-page reports by Susan Halliday, and she was the one that did the Sovereign Hill report, and she runs a sort of a business that looks at all those reports in local government, etc. And what I thought about it all, first of all, I thought that the local government probably would be interested in some of the things that were mentioned in there because some are sort of close to the wind about being perhaps illegal or not. But the allegations there from staff about sexual harassment, improper procurement, bullying, vested interest. Of course, we've all heard about the cottage and the fernery and the flowers, but bad governance, recording of expenses, councils. And the one thing that got me, Brett, was that the amount of staff, this is the staff, not the management staff, that said councillors were interfering all the time. Well, as you and I know, councillors shouldn't interfere in staff. They've only got one employee, that's the CEO. And the CEO, after I read it and sort of thought about it a bit, I thought, well, you know, all the management side of things had sort of fallen apart. And I know that's bad and all that, but now they've got to get up and get on with the job and get ready again. I thought also councils probably haven't been trained enough in the management of what they're doing in a area where all the people want to know.
Yeah. Well, I had Cheryl Bromley on, who's a former councillor here in Ballarat, and she now trains councillors. So she had some very interesting things to say about the things that don't happen, that should happen. So I probably should get Cheryl back on again. As a former mayor, David Vendy, after reading this 60 pages on all those cultural issues, did you come away feeling flat or disappointed?
Yeah, really disappointed in the whole management system. You know, the whole system fell down. Councillors were accused of doing various things that they might not have done. A lot of the one thing, and John Barnes used to say about it all the time, rightly so, that no business cases there for a lot of the things they were doing. And it seemed to me that the councillors didn't sort of, give the mayor directions and the mayor and the CEO weren't perhaps hitting it off that well. And then, of course, the staff, the senior staff, by what the staff have said, the junior staff have said, weren't talking to them, weren't showing governance, weren't showing leadership, weren't taking up their ideas. So the whole thing was a bit of a crisis. I don't think you can pick anybody out and say, you know, they were the one that did it or should have done more. The whole thing has just been a lack of professional management, in my opinion.
Look, I think all, if not most, workplaces would have some things they could do better, so it's easy for us to sit here and throw stones. In fact, if you look back, David, on your day as mayor, do you think cultural issues existed back then?
Well, certainly not to the extent of this. Yeah. We had our moments, and certainly I had my moments, as people know. But we went to great lengths for the staff and the councillors to get on well. And if I had or my councillors had to go to staff, they would request that through the CEO. If the CEO said, well, yes, you can talk to Brett all you like, well, that's fine, then the councillor could. But councillors can't go and demand things from staff and expect that to happen. And here we have staff saying also that third-level management should go. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a lot of tears, isn't it? big wages bill too.
Absolutely.
13 days' time, new CEO Evan King starts. If you have had any advice for him in the big gig, what would it be, David?
Oh, well, Evan, I'm told. I don't know him.
Yeah, okay. Haven't met him before?
No. But I'm told from the people out where he was that he's very good. And he's seen, when you read his background, he's got a good background. He's a runner. That's got to be good. And
get away from those councillors.
and he's got a bit of religion in his background as well, which is good. And a lot of business acumen, which is good. And I hope he's his own man.
Mm-hmm.
But councillors have got to understand that's the only person that reports to them.
Mm.
And they've got to set up things like KPIs for that person. Key performance indicators, and that's really the only thing they can measure. And I'd argue that perhaps he should look at really putting some serious training into councillors in what their job is. Certainly we've got a number of councillors there that have been there a long time, and I don't think there's much excuse for them not knowing what should have been happening.
How long would our longest serving councillor be now?
Councillor Hudson would have been there 16 years, I'd 16. Say. 15
wow.
years, and been mayor once, and then there's others there that have been there a while, but they all should... Not blaming him, but they all should have more input into what's happening. And you know, if they've got a mayor or a CEO that you know do that they don't think perhaps doing the right thing, you know, speak about it. You know, get involved in it. Don't just sit back and just let it all happen. And now look at what we've got.
So, David, that was the Pitcher Partners. That was the Susan Halliday report, the culture report.
Yep.
Pitcher Partners are an audit firm. Now, of course, this was released and hotly disputed by former Mayor McIntosh last week. I'm not sure if you heard her on this show, but she strongly said that those projects, the Gatekeeper's Cottage and the Fernery, were within budget and the audit is wrong. Is it possible for an audit to be wrong?
Well, what I think I read when I read last night, I might have been wrong, but all those recommendations or all what was said are now going to the audit committee, and the audit committee, which I don't know whether she sits on that or who sits on that. But certainly, a councillor sits
I'm
on
not
that.
Aware.
With the audit committee, and I believe that they will raise the concerns of if there's any seriousness in what's been said. You've got to be careful when you are a CEO or mayor or whatever you are, that you go through the proper governance, because once you lose that governance, you're putting yourself out on a limb, like if you go and purchases or, you know,
could
contracts.
Could you make purchases when you were mayor? Did you have a mayoral credit card?
No, what I did, I had a mayoral credit card and only used that for things.
Holidays and things.
No, certainly didn't do that. there was an inquiry into our council when we were there, and I had all my receipts for 7 years, and they didn't find one that was wrong.
What brought on that inquiry, Dave?
The inquiry was into the local government, into inconsistencies with what they thought was probably myself and some of the decisions I was making. And, of course, there was two or three councillors on council, and you wouldn't believe this, that didn't like me.
No. How could you not like the colourful Mr. Vendy?
No, and then, of course, the politics got involved. And I'll say this, is that I was there 7.5, 8 years, and you can be there too long, and you start, after 3 or 4 years, you start sort of making strong messages. And I always had the numbers, you see, so that really annoyed some of the ones that perhaps didn't particularly warm to me.
I'm speaking to David Vendy this morning, former Ballarat mayor, in fact, one of Victoria's longest-serving mayors. I want to talk to you about the decision-making, David, and this is really around the fireworks. Now, at last week's council meeting, officers recommended to pick them up and move them to next year's Begonia Festival, but councillors said, no, we need to ask more questions of the public to see what they want. Do you think this inability to make decisions is a bad reflection on this council in its early days?
Yes. In my opinion, you make a decision, stick with it. The council that are put in place, they are representing the public, right? So you don't put yourself in as a councillor and then go out and ask questions of all the people out there all the time. You're there to make a decision on behalf of the public, and you make it. And as for the fireworks, in my opinion, should stop exactly where they are.
Put them back on the 26th.
Yeah. Well, they're there, whether they're for Australia Day or whether they're for Invasion Day or whatever they like to call it. The fireworks are fantastic for the Ballarat kids. Everybody comes out on the. And when I used to drive around because you couldn't drive, walk around the lake on that night. What a great feeling! Everywhere, something for the kids, something free. Sit on the banks of the Lake Wendouree, the jewel in Ballarat's crown. What better thing could you spend 40 grand on?
David, have you had a meal in one of our dining pods yet?
No, not yet, no.
Would you? Would
I'm
you?
Saving. Yeah, no, no,
you
I would.
Would?
Yes,
you would.
I would, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, that's all good. Anything that's progressive, you know, like this council, of course, of coming into serious business now. And, the interesting thing was when I read the other day that the previous council, they were $9 million behind in infrastructure spending. Well, you know, when you've got Bendigo and you've got Geelong spending all their money, and we didn't spend $9 million, you've got to ask who's pushing the barrow, who's pushing for the Mars, Showgrounds, Sale Yards, Tourism, Bridge Mel. Would love to see the Bridge Mel come to fruition.
Well, the Bakery Hill redevelopment plan is
and the
is
waste interchange
now.
Parking. And the West Expansion, you know, there's heaps of projects to be pushed forward.
Have we got enough people to run those projects? Maybe that's the question. Is the talent pool there? Is it deep enough?
Well, you said the talent pool. I think the people, certainly we've got enough people. Mm. Is the talent pool deep enough? I'm not sure about that. That's the CEO's job.
David Vendy, always good to chat to you on Ballarat Today. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Brett.